USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Speaking to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, President Biden said that the country will stand up to China over unfair trade practices. He recalled telling China's president that the U.S. will also maintain a military presence in the Pacific.
America will stand up to unfair trade practices and undercut American workers and American industries like subsidies from state to state-owned operations and enterprises and the theft of American technology and intellectual property. I also told President Xi that we'll maintain a strong military presence in the Indo-Pacific just as we do with NATO and Europe. Not to start a conflict, but to prevent one.
The president also called on Congress to pass legislation to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, work towards comprehensive immigration reform, unveiled his American Family Plan, and tried to sell his American Jobs Plan. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
President Biden laid out his legislative agenda Wednesday night in an address to a joint session of Congress, which came with varied reactions from across the political spectrum. Senator Ted Cruz called the evening's address boring, but radical. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that he believes the president has purposefully tried to speak quietly while pushing an extreme agenda.
You know, I challenge you to remember a single line from the speech. I mean, it was monotone. The chamber was nearly empty. And that really has characterized the first 100 days of Joe Biden, that he's tried to say nothing notable. He's tried to tweet nothing notable. I think they've made the political decision that many people were tired of the drama of the previous 4 years, and they wanted something calm. And so, but Joe is deliberately being boring. But the substance of what he's saying is radical. This is the most radical first 100 days of any president in the history of this country.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden unveiled his American Family Plan in an address to a joint session of Congress Wednesday night, a more than $1 trillion package for education and child care programs. The proposal's price tag has already drawn pushback from Republicans. Senator Marsha Blackburn says the national debt is already rising alarmingly quick. The Tennessee Republican tells Newsmax TV that the Biden administration has added to the national debt faster than previous administrations.
The day George Bush left office, it was about $10.6 trillion. Well, Barack Obama and Joe Biden come along, and what do they do from 08 to 16? They add, guess what? They double it. We're up to $22 trillion. When they leave office, well, Donald Trump is there for 4 years. We have COVID that hits. We end up at about $25, $26 trillion. And Joe Biden already, within 100 days, $6 trillion. $6 trillion! I mean, we used to get upset talking about millions and billions. Now it's trillions.
And Olympic organizers rolled out a new set of guidelines that the Games will operate under when they begin this July. Athletes will be tested daily for COVID and will be required to submit 2 negative tests before being allowed into the Olympic Village. The committee will decide in June whether or not to allow domestic spectators when the games kick off on July 23rd. They've already ruled out any international spectators at the events. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.